rebounds, but that doesn't begin to tell you the impact that he can have on the game, especially in guarding one of the top guards for the opposition.
Greg Gardner saying in the pregame show, it goes well beyond what you see in a box score, what Max brings. Hopefully he'll be back soon, but as you mentioned, he has not been on this trip. So Jordan Davis off of that career-high 15 points against Northwestern on Monday, back in the starting five here tonight.
Yeah, in addition to the scoring out of Jordan Davis, they also got six more rebounds from him. So in each of the last two games, he's done what they've asked him to do. Does that take care of the glass?
Ryan Dorsey, Doug Simmons, Deldre Carr, your officials. Students are back in full voice. A lot of empty seats otherwise, but the famous wall, which is to the left of the Wisconsin bench. And it's a blackout here. They got free stuff, free shirts that never fails. So this will be a loud crowd, not a full house. But as far as this will be a loud crowd, not a full house. But as far as the student section is concerned, it is full and it is loud. Stephen Crow will jump center for Wisconsin. Badgers of the traveling Cardinal unis in the white trim. Maryland with the home black unis here, all part of the blackout for the Terps here tonight.
Obviously, when you play against the Terps, you have to pay attention to Jameer Young. More recently, over the last four games, he's averaging 18 field goal attempts, so he's aggressively hunting his shot.
Volume shooter, averaging better than 21 a game over his last four. It was quiet in terms of scoring against Purdue on Sunday. 10 points. He did have 7 rebounds in that game. As Maryland, after a terrible start, came back and really made Purdue earn it. Maryland had multiple chances late in that game, but just couldn't get that one final shot to drop in a three-point loss. The Terps are 9-1, though, on the home floor as we are set to go. Julian Reese, Stephen Crow to jump center. Toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin then from our vantage point by the Badgers bench. Wisconsin moves to our right in the first half, and it's Chucky Hepburn against Jameer Young. Maryland man-to-man to begin the game. Stephen Crow matched with Julian Reese. Loops a pass between the circles for Hepburn. Chucky with a flip for Connor Asijan. He is picked up by Young now. As Asijan gives it up to Wall, back inside to Asijan, and he'll lay it up and in for the first points of the game.
Terrific cut by Asijan to get himself open at the rim.
Maryland moves to our left in the first half. Badgers, as always, man-to-man. Don Carey, right elbow, gives it Jameer Young. And the lefty takes it left of the lane, pivots at the block, throws it out to Dante Scott. He is with Tyler Wall. Scott hands off to Akeem Hart, works off the re-screen. It picked off Davis. Inside feed, a sloppy one, broken up by Hepburn. Diving to the floor is Crow, and he comes up with it for Wisconsin. An early Maryland turnover. About a minute gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. On the dribble to the right, gives it up to Stephen Crow at the top of the circle. Gets it into Wall, left of the lane. Wall against Dante Scott. Tyler backing, left lane line. In the lane, left shoulder turn up at him with the right hand, and it's 4-0 Wisconsin.
A couple of war horses there, Scott.
That's right. Yeah, that's all night tough. Both of those guys put together. Tyler Wall and Dante Scott. Here's Hart throwing to Scott, left of the lane against Wall. Scott's down, looking to back down Tyler, mid-post left, backing, turns left shoulder, up right hand, no good, got his own rebound, back up and in. There goes the Terrapins on the board, a little more than a minute and a half gone by, and that allows Maryland to set up the backcourt pressure. 4-2 Wisconsin, Badgers break the press, Wall on the attack, right of the lane, splits the double team, pass for Jordan Davis is poked away by Carey, feeds Jameer Young, shot blocked by Hepburn! Oh, Chucky Hepburn busting down the floor and flies into the air for the rejection. Here's Hepburn, right sideline, goes into Stephen Crow off the right block, working against Julian Reese. Crow backing, turns low on the right, up and in. Good spin inside from Crow, and it's 6-2 Wisconsin.
By the way, for Chucky Hepburn, that was his second block shot of the season.
That looked like that was a veteran block right there. It looked like a professional shot rejector. That was sweet. Not quite 2.5 minutes in. It's 6-2 Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young. Loves to go left. The lefty throws it up left of the lane. No good. Fights for his own rebound. Wins the battle. Left block in the paint. Fades. Flips 6 feet away. Back rim and in for Jameer Young. And it's 6-4 Wisconsin. Terps put on the backcourt pressure. 2:40 gone by here in College Park. Wall finds the middle man, Jordan Davis. He'll take it across the line along the right side. Bounce pass Crow, right of the paint. He draws the double, retreats to the corner, gives it up to Davis on the right wing. Jordan dribbles near the corner. Inside feed. Caught low on the left. That is Wall up. Rims out. No good. Julian Reese the rebound. And here comes Jameer Young up the floor for the Terps. 3:05 gone by. 6-4 Wisconsin. Young off the Reese screen. Young flips it. Trying to turn the corner, cut off by Davis on the left wing. Inside feed to Reese. Reese moving in on Crowell. Reese in the lane, bobbled it, got it back, throws it up in the paint, back rim and in. Julian Reese with the short jumper. We're tied at 6, 3.5 minutes gone by. Jordan Davis against Jameer Young in the backcourt, throwing a Wall. He's with Carey as the press continues. Wall on the dribble, splits two defenders. A low pass went off the shins of Davis, but he recovers, feeds Connor Esiagin. Open three, left side. He nailed it. Esiagin left alone on the left wing. 9-6 Wisconsin, not quite 4 minutes in.
Maryland very late getting back in transition to set up its defense.
Esiagin coming off a 10-point game on Monday against Northwestern as Jameer Young will set the floor. 15 on the shot clock. Now they go into the motion. Now Dante Scott tries a three. Right corner. Good. Little drive and kick. Scott with a triple. Tied at 9 with 15:40 left in the first half. Press continues from Maryland. Tyler Wall against Don Carey. Wall now draws a double. Open man is Hepburn. He'll catch at the mid-stripe. Takes it across to the left side. Hepburn to the top of the circle. Chucky goes into Crowell. Crowell right elbow. Now a jumper for the free throw line is good as Maryland looked like they dropped into the zone and Crowell able to hit the mid-range J. It's 11-9 Wisconsin with 15:15 left in the half. Jameer Young high on the right. Throws to Don Carey. Shadowed by Connor Esiagin. Now Akeem Hart. High screen Reese. Davis working through it. Hart throws it out to Young. Tries a three right of the circle. Good. Jameer Young, just 25% from three coming into the game, nails that triple. 12-11 Maryland, a little more than 5 minutes in. Here's Tyler Wall as the press continues from Maryland. Gets it to Hepburn. Chucky takes it through the center circle. Feeds Davis. He'll try a three right side. Right back at you. Jordan Davis into the scoring column. It's 14-12 Wisconsin.
Well, encouragement there. That's a carryover from the Northwestern game where Davis hit 3 of 6 from the three-point line.
About 14 and a half minutes left in the first half. 14-12 Wisconsin. Dante Scott right of the circle. Feeds Julian Reese off the left elbow. Gives it up to Jameer Young. He is getting dogged by Chucky Hepburn. Made that handoff tough. Now Young blasts by Hepburn, sends it in with the right hand. That strong lefty dribble, that got him the blow by and then punched it with the right hand. We're tied at 14. Tyler Wall, left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Wall with a bounce to Crowell, left of the lane. Reese covered. Quick dig from Young, now single coverage again as Crowell in the paint, knocked away and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout here tonight. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit the Alliant. Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Maryland 14. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards and save big money. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers or a smooth pouring container. Transforming your home has never been easier. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. Save big money on Dutch Boy Paints now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only. Some rules apply. Details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, My parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit fm.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. Some serious shot making in the early minutes. 13:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Maryland 14.
Badgers 6 of 7 from the field. Maryland 6 of 9. Both games 2 of 2 from the three-point line. One of those triples belongs to Jameer Young, who came into the game 2 of his last 20 from the arc. 0 of 11 over the last two games against.
He was 25% for the season coming into the game. Here's Akeem Hart with the basketball on the left wing. Faces up on Jordan Davis. Now starts to back him down. Backing his Hart in the lane. Scoops it up right hand. Good. Hart working his way into the painted area. 16-14, Maryland. Press continues. He's with the ball. Chucky Hepburn against Jahari Long in the lineup now for the Terps. Carter Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. Badgers break the press. Gilmore catches right wing. Finds Tyler Wall. Right lane line goes up right hand. Good off the window. As the Badgers into attack mode. Tied at 16. 13-18 left of the first half. Ian Martinez in the game, 6'3 junior. Now it's Long across the top of the key. A little screen from Reese. He'll use it again, going right to left. Long at the left elbow, throwing to Hart. Inside feed. Reese will catch. Turns up left hander. Julian Reese with 4. Able to post on Chucky Hepburn. 18-16 Maryland. Badgers break the press. Gilmore has it. Cross-court decision. Connor, baseline left. A cutoff. A bounce to Gilmore. Left foul line extended. Carter Gilmore, dribble hand off to Hepburn. Hepburn against Long. Chucky takes it on the right side. Can't get loose. Feeds Gilmore. Turns it to Connor Asija. Connor puts it on the deck against Dante Scott. He'll turn. Pivots. Mid-post left jump. No good. Rebound Julian Reese of Maryland. And here comes Jahari Long for the Terps. Feeds Akeem Hart. Goes into Dante Scott. Right of the lane. Operates against Jordan Davis in the paint. Pivots. Fades. Flips 10 feet away. Short. No good. Rebound Wall for Wisconsin. 12:20 left in the half. 18-16 Maryland. Chucky Hepburn glides up the right sideline, now drives baseline, goes through the paint, gets it out the wall. Tyler off the left wing. Tyler right lane line, stops, needs some help, gets it out to Asijan running in the lane. Up he goes, no, but a foul. And they're going to get Ian Martinez. That'll be his first.
That's what the coaches like so much about Connor Asijan. He presented himself to Wall, who was definitely in trouble in the paint. He had nowhere to go with the ball, but there was Asijan bailing him out.
As he continues to work on his defensive efforts and knowledge of the rules, he flat knows how to play.
He really does.
On the offensive end, he will work you all night long. Connor missing the first free throw. Kamari McGee, Isaac Lindsay, and Steven Crowell will check in. Hepburn, Davis, and Wall will sit down.
The thing about it, too, in his development, Asijan realizes he just has to get in the weight room this summer.
Yep,
he's
got to
get bigger and stronger.
Patrick, a million in the game for Maryland. 6'10 grad student from Toronto. He's at St. Francis of New York last year. Second free throw for Connor is good. So Asijan with 6 early on, 18-17 Maryland, with 12 minutes left in the first half. Here's Jameer Young against Kamari McGee. Now Reese rotates it to Martinez, left side. A throw to Akeem Hart between the circles. He's matched up with Isaac Lindsay. Reese against Crowell, a handoff to Martinez. Martinez will take the three right of the circle, around and out, no good. Rebound, Isaac Lindsay of Wisconsin. Ahead it goes to Kamari McGee, and a sophomore out of Racine to the front court for the Badgers. McGee against Jameer Young, throwing to Lindsay high on the right. Lindsay thinking about it. Now he'll take the three, and it's wide left. No good. Martinez the rebound. He'll take it up the floor in a hurry on the right side. Against Asijan, goes into Julian Reese. Reese, baseline right. Now back into the block. Loves that left hand, and he walked with the ball, trying to pivot, trying to work that right shoulder turn to the lefty hook, but he walked instead as we have the under 12 media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier Tri-Clean Citgo Gasoline. Citgo. Let's go together and get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:23 left in the first half, Maryland 18, Wisconsin 17. This is Badger.
Under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi. 11:23 left in the first half. Maryland 18, Wisconsin 17.
Matt, you noted earlier that the Terps real legitimate contender for the Final Four this year. Trailed 49-20 at halftime. But what we've seen out of Maryland, and I think it has a lot to do with the coaching of Willard, is their resiliency. They lost at Michigan 81-46 by 35 points. It was on January 1st. Less than 3 weeks later, they beat the Wolverines on this floor.
They did. Again, they're 9-1 in this building. As Greg Gard mentioned it, and he's right, that Maryland teams have never been lacking in talent. And just a matter of getting them to gel. That 8-0 start was the best ever for a first-year coach here at Maryland. 4-7 since. Gilmore, McGee, Lindsey, Crowell, and Davis out there for Wisconsin. Javier Young, Ian Martinez, Patrick Emilian, Hakeem Hart, and Dante Scott, the five on the floor for Maryland as Kamari McGee brings it up. Kamari hit a three on Monday night, played about a half dozen minutes against Northwestern. Jordan Davis high on the right. Bounce pass McGee, tightly defended by Martinez. McGee right wing. Feeds Crowell, draws the double, finds McGee, low on the right, shot blocked by Dante Scott. It's loose and it's snapped up by Scott. Up the head he goes to Jameer Young. Young against McGee, high on the right. He'll leave it for Scott, working on the right side against Carter Gilmore. Has him isolated. Scott starts to back, a little dig from Davis. Goes out the heart, feeds Jameer Young high on the left, blows off the left wing, lost the handle, it's loose, and Stephen Crowell comes up with a turnover. Maryland, the third miscue for the Terrapins. 10:42 left in the first half, 18-17 Maryland. McGee against Young, throws it to Davis, deep right wing, bounce pass Crowell, top of the circle. Now a couple of steps to his left, shovels it into Gilmore, left of the lane against Dante Scott. Carter starting to back, gets it out to McGee. Kamari to the line, in the lane, 10-footer in the paint, off the glass and rim, no good. Scott the rebound for the Terps. And he'll take it up the right sideline of the front court, flips to Jameer Young, left of the wheel. Young against Jordan Davis. Young on the right-hand dribble. He lost the handle, got it back, left elbow, and then a pump fake got Davis up. Jumper away, no good. Rebound, Crowell. 10:05 left in the first half. It remains 18-17 Maryland. Badgers have missed their last four shots, but they're still 7-for-12 to start the game. Stephen Crowell on the right side feeds Gilmore, rotates it to McGee, a flip to Lindsey. He'll send it to Carter Gilmore. Gilmore backing right of the lane. Out to Crowell. Shot clock is down to five. Crowell hands off to Davis with three to shoot. With two, with one. Jordan shooting, and that just clipped the rim. No good. Dante Scott the rebound. 9:35 left in the half. 18-17 Maryland. Hakeem Hart throwing to Scott. Sends to Martinez. High to left. Gives it up quickly to Jameer Young. Ball screen from Patrick Amelia. He'll throw it to Scott, left of the circle. Scott against Carter Gilmore. Scott at the top of the circle, 10 on the shot clock. A handoff to Martinez, picked up by Carter on the switch. Here's Martinez in the lane. One pump, low on the left, goes up, and it rolls off, no good. Rebound, Crowell of Wisconsin. Both teams cooling off after red-hot starts. Wisconsin. Both teams cooling off after red-hot starts. 9 minutes left of the half, still 18-17 Maryland. Davis throwing to Isaac Lindsay near the center circle. He'll give it up to Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell finds Lindsay in the give and go, and he goes up, knocked away by Hart. Digging for it is Lindsay, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Maryland.
Crowell should have two more assists right now on passes that he made inside, and the Badgers were unable to convert at the rim.
Yeah, a couple of rejections down there inside from Maryland. Some quick recoveries as the Badgers subbing. Connor Esegian back in. Hepburn, Davis, Wall, and Crowell. Amelia, Young, Reese, Hart, and Don Carey out there for Maryland. 8:50 left in the first half. 18-17 Maryland. As Hakeem Hart starts the offense now. Hands off to Amelia. He'll turn it left wing for Carey. It's against Esegian. A bounce to Hart. He's with Davis. Hart left of the lane, whips it out to Jameer Young at the free throw line. Now right lane line, throws it to Amelia, leaves it for Carey, 10 to shoot. Young on the right side, thinking about it, takes a three right wing, short, no good. Rebound, Wall of Wisconsin. 8:20 left of the first half, still 18-17 Maryland. Hepburn to the front court, hands off to Jordan Davis. Gets it to Tyler Wall. The teams have combined to miss 10 straight, five misfires apiece. Here's Wall right side, isolated on Amelia. Now a little dig from Carey. Wall turns baseline. He got fouled by Amelia. That'll be the first on Patrick Amelia and the second on Maryland.
Kind of waiting for Chucky Hepburn to assert himself into this game a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. He was 4-for-16 on Monday with Maryland, but Northwestern, I should say. Jahari Long back into the game. Dante Scott into the game. Noah Batchelor in the game, too. 6'6 freshman out of Frederick, Maryland. IMG Academy. Hepburn, baseline rival inbound. And lobs it out to Crowell. Gets it back to Chucky. He'll take the three right side. There you go. Just what you ordered, Mike. A triple for Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah,
20-18.
It was always that easy to order makes.
If it was. 7:45 left in the first half. Badgers up two. Carey left wing. And he tried to get it into Dante Scott. Good job fronting by Tyler Wall as he reaches in and deflects it out of bounds as we have the under eight media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:41 left of the first half, Wisconsin 20, Maryland 18. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows around 24. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance of snow showers. Highs around 26. Snow showers likely again tomorrow night. Lows around 13. Overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 7:41 left of the first half. Wisconsin 20, Maryland 18.
Chucky Hepburn led Wisconsin in scoring in that first win over Maryland in December at the Kohl Center. He had 13 points. A lot of balance in that game. Wisconsin had seven players score between 7 and 13 points each.
Outscored Maryland at the foul line. Missed a lot of shots, but still made 17. Inbounds pass to Julian Reese back in there for the Terps. And a whistle and a foul called on Wall trying to fight over a Noah Batchelor screen. And that would be the first foul on a Badger here tonight. 7:38 left in the first half. Maryland with just two fouls. Badgers lead 20-18. Jameer Young baseline left inbounding to Scott. Hands it back to Young left side. And he'll bring it up top against Chucky Hepburn. Young feeds Carey high on the left. Asijan is on him. Bounce pass to Julian Reese. Hands it back to Carey. Off the Reese screen. Baseline left 15-footer off the rim. No good. Jordan Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. Still 20-18, the Badgers. 7:20 left in the first half. Davis against Jameer Young, throwing to Asijan, turns it to Wall, left side. He is with Dante Scott, Church Day man-to-man. Crowell top of the arc. Crowell looking, moves it up to Hepburn. Chucky between the circles, off a ball screen from Crowell. Throw back to Crowell for three, left of the circle. It's off the back rim, no good. Davis trying to back tap, and he tapped it to himself. Offensive rebound for Davis. Here's Tyler Wall throwing to Hepburn back at the center circle. As the Badgers get the reset. Asijan left sideline and then threw it away, trying to get it into Tyler Wall. A little miscommunication there as it goes out of bounds, and that's turnover number three for Wisconsin.
It didn't look like Wall was set up for that pass.
Fourth turnover, rather, for the Badgers. 6:40 left in the half, 20-18 Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young, left elbow. Going to Dante Scott. He'll flip to Carey on the right side. Feeds Batchelor between the circles. Out to Carey. Bobbles knocked away by Asijan, but Carey gets it back. Carey off the right wing, baseline right, leans, shoots, missed, but a foul. And Don Carey will go to the free throw line. Last couple of years. First free throw is good. That's kind of the world we're in now. We were saying that, you know, was it Penn State, the player that he's at his fifth stop, right?
Yeah, Carey's ahead of the curve, too. He started at Mount St. Mary's, Siena, then Georgetown for two.
Was a captain at Georgetown.
He was really good there last year.
For a team that wasn't. Second free throw is good. Georgetown finally won, though. He finally had a Big East Conference win this week. Tied at 20 as Carey hits them both. 6:22 left in the first half. Wall against another Wall. Throws to Hepburn between the arcs. And Maryland in the 2-3. Davis high on the right as the Badgers recognize the defense. Crowell, right elbow, feeds Davis. Thought about it, turned it down. 10 to shoot. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. He'll curl it out to Asijan. Left side three rattles home for Connor Asijan. His second three of the first half. 23-20 Wisconsin.
He's got the potential to be a zone buster, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. 5:50 left in the first half. Asijan with nine here in this first half to lead Wisconsin. Jameer Young on the left-hand dribble. Working way out high. Right-hand toss to Akeem Hart. Slips it into Julian Reese. In the lane. Goes up and in over Crowell. Reese with six. 23-22 Wisconsin. Press back on. Hepburn to the backcourt against Jameer Young. Up the left sideline. Feeds Wall. He'll glide across the 10-second line. 5:24 left in the half. One-point lead Wisconsin. Wall finds Crowell right of the lane. Reese covering. And a little dig from to Esigen. Esigen off the left wing. Connor in heavy traffic. Kept the dribble. Now stops right lane line. Hits it out of there to Wall with 10 to shoot. As the Badgers reset it. Wall against Dante Scott. Wall left lane line. Wall with three to shoot. With two. Out to Gilmore for three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tap to the air. Pulled down by Ian Martinez. 4:10 left in the half. 25-23 Maryland. Here's Scott. Lines up a three. Left side. Good. Right in transition. And Greg Gard will use a timeout. As Maryland now with a five-point lead. And this will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 4:04 left in the first half, Maryland 28, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Trust in a Bank has been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 8-point run now for the Terrapins. We have 4:04 left in the first half. Maryland 28, Wisconsin 23.
Let me correct myself, too. Terry Weimer is in the house tonight, the supervisors of officials. We haven't seen him that often this year. He was at another...
Twenty left in the half, 28-23 Maryland. Jordan Davis with a flip for Crowell at the top of the circle. Tyler Wahl ready to check back in for Wisconsin. The dribble throws to Connor Resegian. He is with Ian Martinez. Shot clock at 10. Stay man here with the ball as Carter Gilmore bounces to Crowell right of the circle. Crowell against Julian Reese. Beats Carter Gilmore. Gilmore on the right side. Out to McGee. Four to shoot. Kamari drives through the lane. Two to shoot. One to shoot. Up goes McGee, and that's over everything, and that's a shot clock violation. And that'll get Chucky Hepburn back into the game with 47.6 left in the first half.
During this stretch of X number of minutes where the Badgers have given up 12 and scored only two, they haven't gotten a lot of high degree, high percentage shots.
Yeah, we're seeing this Maryland defense do a little work. I mentioned before the game, they do a good job of mixing up their looks. Here's Jameer Young to the front court. Young against Hepburn, right of the lane, hangs in the air, throws it back out to Dante Scott, then a whistle, offensive foul. They're going to get Reese again. He's off the ball, clearing out space. Julian Reese, who can be foul prone. He's just picked up two quick ones here late to the first half.
Well, I mentioned the frustration with Hepburn. There's a lot of frustration with Reese because he's not quite sure what he should do in the paint to stay away from that whistle.
35 seconds left in the half, 32-25 Maryland. Tyler Wahl throws to Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn against Jameer Young. Chucky, right foul line extended. Throw back pass to Crowell. Left open, takes a three, straight on, straight in. Stephen Crowell for three. And the Badgers are within four, 32-28 Maryland. 15 seconds left in the half. And now the user to lose it. Timeout taken by Kevin Willard. 13.4 left in the first half. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28.
There's plenty of incentive for these guys to make shots, especially from the arc, especially for Stephen Crowell. I would think there's even more incentive when your defender turns his back on you and runs to the rim.
Yeah, it's the old line, you're open for a reason, right? So Stephen trying to make him pay. His first three-point hit. So Wisconsin trying to answer here and has done that, getting right back in it. 32-28 Maryland.
You mentioned the foul trouble for Reese. I mean, he's really a valuable component to what Maryland likes to do. Against Purdue, he had 19 points against the monster in the middle, Zach Edey.
He did. He will, it said, he will get himself into foul trouble. His sister, by the way, Angel, is a star in women's basketball. She actually started her career at Maryland, transferred to LSU, and she's got a run of about like 20 straight double-doubles going for a very highly regarded recruit. In fact, Angel, the second highest rated recruit in women's basketball, and she left high school a couple years ago. 13.4 left in the half. Jameer Young, sideline left. Front court will inbound. Looking. Gets it into Don Carey. Carey against Hepburn. Out of 10 seconds left in the half. Hard hedge of the screen by Crow. Carey throws left side to Hart off the left wing back. Just wanted a foul. They got it from Jordan Davis. That'll be his first personal. 8.2 left in the first half. Badgers still have a couple of more to give here. Both teams with four fouls. 8.2 seconds left in the half. 32-28 Maryland. Dante Scott will inbound. Sideline left. Flips it into Young. And Isaac Lindsay trying for the steal. Reaches in. Is called for the foul. That'll be his first, team's fifth. Not a bad gamble there.
No, not at all. I would think you worry about the inbounder here. Scott getting the ball back for the final shot. We'll see.
Still one more foul to give if they choose. 7.3 left in the half. Scott, again, sideline left looking. Looking into Jameer Young. Lindsay is on him. Young with five. And now the foul from Lindsay with 4.7 left in the half. Second on Lindsay. Number six on Wisconsin. And now we play it out. 4.7 seconds left in the half. And still lots of time here for the Terps. 32-28 Maryland. Scott sideline right. Inbounding into Young. Hepburn picks him up with 3 seconds, with two, with one. Young, deep shot straight away. No good, and the first half has come to an end. So the Badgers found themselves down by nine with a couple of minutes left in the first half, but a little run. And Greg Gard's team goes into the locker room down by just four. And we are halfway through this Wednesday night matchup in College Park. It's Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Back at the American Family Insurance broadcast table at the half, Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28. Jameer Young leading the way, 11 points, 10 shots to get there, but he does have 11 points. Dante Scott with 9, Julian Reese with 8. 2 points for Akeem Hart, 2 points for Don Carey. Badgers led by Connor Asige, and he has 9. Stephen Crowell with 7. 6 for Tyler Wall, 3 for Jordan Davis, and 3 for Chucky Hepburn. At the half, Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28. Stay with us. Mike is back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We at Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion Spark Plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion Spark Plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Maryland leads Wisconsin 32-28 at halftime. In that first half, Jordan Davis had 3 points and three rebounds for Wisconsin. Jordan's had some ups and some downs this year. I brought that up with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. Asked him how he's handled it all.
Jordan's been great, man. He's out there, you know, definitely the effort level, giving his all. He's made some big plays for us, shots down for us. We wouldn't even be in that Northwestern game if he hadn't made a few of those threes. But the kid, you know, he wants to win, and we know he's bought in with us.
What is his role?
Jordan is a guy that we ask for to do all the little things, boxing out, rebounding, loose balls, usually guarding the best wing or guard in the backcourt. I thought he forced Chase Audige into some tough shots. Obviously, he made a few of them, but I think he's ready to respond here tonight at Maryland.
I mean, it's a slow process when you're transitioning from a really bit player the previous year, where now you're being counted on, so there's added responsibility, isn't there?
No question. I think he's taken in, and he understands. I mean, him and his brother are different players, but he's a guy that's bought in and wants to win. He's going to try to do all those little things that we talked about, and hopefully today he's able to find spaces and lanes to cut, because I think he's a great cutter and finisher at the basket when he's doing that, and definitely the rebounding and the defense part of it.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SVA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or loveseat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up, get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin 32-28 at halftime. Connor Sejan starting again here tonight for Wisconsin. Spoke with Treve Chambliss before the game. Asked him about Connor's handling the starting assignment.
Connor Sejan puts a lot of pressure on defenses by the way he moves. Obviously, his ability to shoot the basketball at a high, high level and stretch the defense on range. If he's just got to learn how to be a better screener, because once he starts setting really good screens, either people are going to get open or they're going to help him off him for a second, and then he's going to be able to find some space to shoot it.
It's going to be an important offseason, isn't it, physically for Sejan?
No question. I think that's the biggest jump that he needs to make, and I think he knows that. And he's really been bought in, and Coach Schneider said he's done a great job so far in the weight room.
You played in this league. You understand how tough it can be, just the physicality of it. What's your best advice to a Sejan?
Stick with the plan. You know, to be successful, you have to have a plan, and the plan that Coach Schneider and the coaches have put together for Connor, just stick with it, man. It's going to take time, and it's not going to happen overnight. Just stay with it, and we'll be able to definitely see a big change in him next year. But again, he's a freshman that we've thrown into the fire. Obviously, this summer taking the foreign trip has helped him get to where he's gotten now. But definitely need to make a big jump in the weight room and the strength and the physicality and speed.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America.
Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Halftime at College Park, Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28, as we check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 11 of 23 from the field, 5 of 9 from the arc, and just two free throws taken. It was a split for Connor Asijan. Maryland is 52% from the field, 13 of 25, 3 of 7 from long range, and 3 of 3 at the foul line. The Terps a plus 4 on the glass. Second chance points, 5-0 in favor of Maryland. The Badgers with 6 assists and a like number of turnovers, more turnovers than usual for Wisconsin. 7 dimes and 5 turnovers for Maryland. Terps led by as many as 9. Badgers' longest lead was but 4, and those were the first couple of minutes of the game. Well, Wisconsin went on a bit of a little burst, a little answer at the end of the first half, and it's just a 4-point game. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Another tight one in the making here. 4 points separating the Badgers from the Terps. 32-28, Maryland leads it. And this has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only. Some rules apply. Details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Maryland 32, Wisconsin 28 as we get ready for the second half of play. Both teams were off to a torrid start shooting the ball, and the Badgers had a stone-cold stretch, but, you know, 5 points late in the first half, and they find themselves within 4, 32-28 Maryland.
Only two real runs in that half, one by Maryland, a 12-0 run. Young had 4, Reese had 4, Scott had 4, and then the Badgers answered, counterpunched with a layup by Wald and a three-pointer by Crowell to end the half. It was good last night being at the team hotel seeing Johnny Davis.
Yes, sir.
His baby girl.
Yeah.
He looked good. I thought he looked good.
Yep. Rookie season, been bouncing back and forth between the Wizards and the G League, but good to see Johnny at the hotel last night. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Hepburn, Davis, Asijan, Wall, and Crowell for Wisconsin. Young, Hartz, Julian Reese, Don Carey, and Dante Scott for Maryland.